This is another great tool for the supervisor in addressing criticism or negative feelings in group supervision. It is called EAR. Empathy, assertiveness, and respect. Learn to empathize using your EAR. E equals empathy. Acknowledge what the other person is probably thinking and feeling. Assertiveness. Share your feelings openly in a kindly way. The supervisee or group should never feel attacked or judged when you share your feelings in a skillful way. R equals respect. Convey a sense of warmth and admiration for the other. I used EAR in the last slide when the staff criticized me for not trusting her and walking over to her cubicle. To learn to use EAR, one must be familiar with the 5 empathy skills we learned earlier in slide 83. These skills seem simple, and in fact, I'm sure you've used these skills many times in your life. But when in conflict with another person or in a group, we suddenly forget to use our empathy skills. Instead, we want to defend ourselves or explain ourselves or argue or problem solve. Using this approach in group supervision goes a long way to increasing and maintaining a sense of respect and connection in the group. It gives me, as a supervisor, great tools and confidence whenever supervisees may be upset or express something negative. By acknowledging what the supervisee is saying, finding some truth in it, sharing one's own feelings in a tactful way, and conveying respect, and not jumping in to problem solve or explain oneself, the group as a whole tends to feel extremely safe and more open to share their vulnerable feelings and frustrations in a productive way. Anytime I use these skills in conflict with another or in a tense situation, it went very well. Anytime I failed to use these skills in such situations, it went not so well. Remember, the supervisor sets the tone for how the relationship should go. Supervision done well is improvement-oriented and gentle in feedback.